listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. You're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
And shit really happens, so help me, Bubba. From the planet Mars, down to the Hollywood stars, to downtown bars in Los Angeles, and off to parking cars, you're listening to Chickster's Nest, episode number 20, only where? On SkidRowStudios.com. Say, kids, what time is it? Time to go get a fucking watch, Chickster. Listen, I really tried. I put $5 into a vending dispenser, and all I got was gumballs. I'm telling you, kid, it's fixed. The watch is glued to the glass jar. Speaking of gumballs, ladies and gentlemen, it takes real balls, I want you to know, to get up here. You know, really big balls. I happen to shop at Walmart, but that's besides the point. Hello to all menstrual cyclists, all walks of life, and runners of mankind. It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to Chickster's Nest. Hello, my audience. Just put your ears to the speaker and save me some wax. Lend me an ear. I assure you, F-U-X. Wait, that spells fucks. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a Freudian slip. Hey, excuse me. I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, the Chickster will not lay an egg, crack an egg, throw an egg, or lay a hen. No joke, you yokies. Chickster might be crazy, but he's not insane. He's not nuts or loony or insane in the membrane like they say. I'm insane in the membrane! I'm crazy! No, I'm not. I'm sane. I'm crazy. I can't take this. I can't take anything anymore. Maybe I'm senile. Maybe it's my penile shaft. I don't get it. He's insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Shut up, Chickster. I'm talking to myself. I'm getting answers. I'm going crazy, I'm telling you. Oh, I tell you, the white coats are coming. The white coats are coming. I see them. They're coming. Oh, I don't know what's going on here. I don't know what's going on here. This is crazy, man. Really insane. I don't get it. I can't figure it out. Oh, maybe I do need a Fizrin. I need some help. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm hearing voices. I can't look into the closet. I have a fear of that, too. Shut the closet! Oh, look what just came out of the closet. A lunatic! This lady's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that. I am not imagining this. I feel like I'm in Twilight Zone. My head is spinning. I gotta relax. Hey, wait a second. Please stop that. I went to JCPenney. I just bought the best suit they have. Oh, every time you ruin my suits, what's going on with you? Don't you? What do you come up here for and throw up on me? Why can't you switch to soda? I don't understand you, pal. Just don't get it. This suit means a lot to me. You ruined it. Yeah, what do you want, a coconut? Get down from that tree! Will you get down from that tree already? Who do you think you are? I'm insane in the membrane. I know it. I'm crazy. Oh, hello? Well, you came down from a tree too, you monkey. Want to spank the monkey? Oh, you don't, huh? Okay. What's the matter? You've seen bigger cheetahs than this down here? Oh, yeah. That's really funny, I tell you. Really funny. Listen, why don't you try to strip Tarzan? Oh, God. I tell you, I don't know what I can't see anymore. I'm getting a headache. I just don't get it. My glasses! Oh, I can't. I'm sorry, folks. I'm having trouble seeing you. I can't. Where? Hello out there. Hello. I think I got to get one of those canes with the red tip. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Skid Row Studios, and I'm the Chickster. Skid Row Studios built with spit and gum, Wrigley's chewing gum, and plenty of flubber. I know you think I'm pulling your Lego. Well, you're pulling my cane. All you really need is a broken, rusty old shopping cart. A can of tennis balls, bottle of the finest 2005 $2 chug, a box of condoms, Kotex with wings, a roll of toilet paper, a newspaper, a poop scooper, a big fat Bible, and a revolver granny pistol. Hello, ladies and gentilia, airheads, dickheads, fur faces of mankind, you bunch of merkins. Hello to the Detroit Penis Envy Club. The Chinatown San Francisco Choke the Chicken Club. The West Virginia Cherry Brokers Society. The Palm Springs Shameless Pussy Club. The Waco, Texas Bates Masters Club. The Seattle Pugent Sound and Throw Up Club. Hello, freaks and pencil neck geeks. Hello to all Harley mustache riders. And again, the penal cyclists ride in Kentucky.
The Spanky Yankee Club in Brooklyn, New York.
Hello to the good, the bad, and the... My hand hurts. And the... Ow! Plain fucking ugly. Hello to the Tijuana Backass Jackass Zebra and Eat Gina Club. And the Enchilada Frijoli Club and the Guacamole Club. What about the Reseda Hairline Club? The Las Vegas Crooked Dyson Penis Club. The Houston, Texas Frito-Lay Snatch and Dip Club with clamps on your peenie. Hello to the Cleveland Crooked Dice Club. And I tell you, you heard about the man? He wore a straitjacket. Yeah, he's crazy, man. He's crazy. He goes into a clothing store and he comes out with two pairs of pants. And they say the trickster's half nuts because they nicknamed me Peanut Butter. Oh, anyway, welcome, everybody. I'm sorry if I'm frustrated. I am frustrated. I'm insane in the membrane. But welcome, everybody. It's happy Saturday to everybody. Hello, Una Moon.
Hello, Chickster.
Hi, Una. Una, by the light of the silvery moona. She's not a buffoona. She's not a luna. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great, Chickster. How are you?
I feel fantastic. I had an enema last night, and I feel stimulated. I'm cleaned out. How you? Hey, that's nice hair.
Oh, thanks, Chickster.
No, I like that hairdo. Where'd you go, to a poodle shop?
No, just a little bit of gel, that's all.
Just a little bit of gel does all that? It looks like wax to me. You sure it's not the earwax that the fans are giving me?
I'm sure.
Okay, that's Una Moon, ladies and gentlemen. A man with a moderately sized shaft was drinking too much draft as he left the bar and took two Siamese twins to his car and scratched his head and took home to his bed two unusual heads. And instead of kissing his wife, he pulled out his erection and pointed it in the right direction as the girls sandwiched him in the middle. And his penis started to shiver and wiggle. And he saw his wife wake up and scream. "I'm having an awful dream," she said. And then from afar, she started to open up this glass jar. She tried to open up this glass jar.
Man, the ice cream man, shout their wares like nobody can, except one man, favorite funny old Frankfurter man, pickle in the middle and the mustard on top, just the way you like it and they're all red hot, taste a little hot dog toasted right, with a pork as tender as its bite, everybody's happy and the laughter runs high. Till the sun gets pickled in a sauerkraut sky. What's a little raindrop when you've got pickle in the middle, sizzling off the griddle, pickle in the middle and the mustard on top.
Pickle in the middle. That was Louis Prima Hello, all walks of life listening to Chickster's Nest. Happy Saturday. Tune in to SkidRowStudios.com. I want to tell you folks about an exciting show, and this is the last weekend to see it. It's the best show in L.A. Cy Cobbler, Miami Herald, calls Hava a gem. A remarkable one-woman show. If you like Carol Channing, Judy Garland, Hepburn, Carmen Miranda, and much more, you must see Hava, starring April Hava Shankman. Yes, folks, see it this coming Sunday. That's July 29th. Atwater Crossing, 3191 Casitas Avenue, Los Angeles. Visit www.atwatercrossing.com. Last chance, everybody, to see Hava, the best show in L.A. Yes, you're listening to Chickster's Nest. An ascot sits below your white man ascot. You squat and shit, and the sewer puts up with your shit and takes it homeward bound through muddy waters along the tainted ground. As you blush with people staring at you, you're afraid to flush. People are starting, so you start to rush. Hurry and wipe your tush and flush, flush, flush. Oh, what a relief. You're tickled pink, but oh, how you stink. You wipe your ass, but you accidentally sat in ink. Yes, you better remember that you have an appointment, and you better get your black ass to a shrink. 3 o'clock appointment. Be there on the blink, but you still stink, you stink. So put your ass in the restroom sink. Use some soap and start to tink, and people laugh at you. And your anger hits the brink, so you yell at them and call them dinks. Now your head has bumps with kinks. Hurry before it's too late. Get your black ass to that shrink. Get it to that shrink.
Sweet it is, va 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 boom, and away we go.
In just a little while on Chickster's Nest, right after up to the last minute, last second news with claustrophobia, you will be hearing from the enchanted and lovely and talented Una Moon with the words of wisdom, astrology, and some poems. Of course, Una will try to maybe hit a few bars for us, try out a few tunes if she can. Who knows? Who knows what evil lurks? I'm just kidding. She'll kill me if I make fun of her hair. You know that already. Anyway, you're listening here to the Chickster. And, wait a second. It's time. It's time right now. The news is coming. The news is coming. And pud beaters, welcome all my friends and all my enemies. Welcome America, except for a small group of a bunch of pussies. Good morning, grannies, dildo wavers. Hello, everybody. This is up to the minute, last second news, and I'm your correspondent, Claustrophobia, bringing it all to you. From the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep, and Charlie Chaplin never even made a peep, and the Hollywood sign is an honor to keep, and I wish to hell Hoppo would speak, and in the ring Muhammad Ali didn't even weep, and I'm telling you folks, Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. Will you shut up? I said shut the fuck. I'm sorry, folks. I said have the luck fuck. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I said on the freeways, the traffic creeps and the you got it, Charlie. The Angelinos beep. Bunch of honkies. Lightning in the pants and a kick in the ass and a flash rod up your butt. This is the news, ladies and gentlemen. Boise, Idaho. Something went wrong in jet crash, experts say. Chicago, Illinois. Police begin campaign to run down jaywalkers. Yonkers, New York. Safety experts say school bus passengers should be belted. Chattanooga, Tennessee. Drunk gets 9 months in violin case. Jersey City, survivor of Siamese twins, joins parents. Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Farmer Bill dies in house. Iraq. Head seeks arms. Again, I'm telling you, again, the British left waffles on Falkland Islands. Teacher strikes idle kids in Marion, Illinois. Squad helps dog bite victim. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Drexel Hill, Philadelphia. Engaged cow injures farmer with axe. Plane too close to ground, crash probe told. Black Hills, South Dakota. Miners refuse to work after death. Juvenile court is trying to shoot the defendant in Tempe, Arizona. And two Soviet ships collide, one dies. War dims hopes for peace in Afghanistan. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way it is. And what if it ain't? This is Claustrophobia with up-to-the-minute, last-second news, signing off. Now back to the Chickster. I'm insane in the membrane. 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 I'm insane in the membrane, okay? Okay, does anybody understand me? Hi, you kids. Hi, you boys and girls. Chickster, I just want to explain. You are insane in the membrane. Shut up, fat ass. I can't help it, folks. Oh, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I took Fizrin. I took aspirin. I think I'm going to go to one of those cracker houses or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need something. I tell you that oat bran doesn't do it anymore for me. I'm getting old. I'm getting senile. What am I going to do? Pretty soon I'll have to put on dark shades and not look at people and just walk with a cane. I don't know. Kasaba. Kasaba, are you here?
Yes, I am, Chickster. You know who I am.
Yes, you're Kasaba the elephant.
Yes, I'm having a bad day. My swimming pool burnt down. That's why I'm late.
I understand.
How you doing, Chickster?
Well, I think I'm okay.
Last night I had a bad night, too.
What happened?
I got locked out of my trunk.
You're funny.
Oh, gee, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, these things really happen to me, Chickster.
Okay.
Chickster, tell some elephant jokes.
I think I will, Kasaba. How do you get an elephant into a matchbox?
What do you do?
Well, you take out the matches first. Why did the grape... what did the grape say when the elephant stood on it?
What did he say?
Nothing. It just let out a little whine. let's see. How can you tell if there is an elephant in your dessert? You get very lumpy ice cream. Yes, why are elephants wiser than chickens? Have you ever heard of Kentucky Fried Elephant?
That's funny, Chickster. I think these are really making me feel better.
Why do elephants eat raw food, Kasaba?
I don't know.
Because they don't know how to cook.
That's not too funny.
Oh, come on. These are funny. Why did the elephant eat the candle?
Why?
For light refreshment. Anyway, you know, we talk about elephants and everything. I tell you, you know, elephants are wonderful. They really are. You know, do you remember the movie Jumbo? You know, if I don't stop eating sweets, that's what's going to happen to me. You know, I'm gonna turn into a jumbo jet. I want to read this poem. It's all about T-shirts and romping through the grass and sand and dirt. Imagine it a glorious sprawling cape, a queen or a queen reclining in the shade, or superhero soaring high with your T-shirt. You probably parade. You rule the earth, the sea, and the land and sky. A T-shirt ought to be a special joy. And oh, what pleasure any day would be, much greater than with any other toy. Just you imagine
you and your T-shirt. We're going to get back to T-shirts right after this song, and then you're going to hear the great Una Moon. So T-shirts will continue. Here's Una Moon coming up.
Astrological forecaster here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California, on behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast. For all of you Leos that have a birthday today, July 28th, happy, happy birthday. If you were born between July 23rd and August 22nd, here is your weekly Leo horoscope. Your relationships are especially affectionate and friendly at this time, and you may benefit socially or materially through an opportunity offered to you by a friend. This is a good time for parties, social gatherings, and other pleasurable activities. Your lucky numbers are 19, 16, 20, 29, and 9. Now here is your love forecast for 2012. Leo, you are the epitome of romance, and 2012 will be no different when it comes to your chance to attract a grand love affair into your life. Whether single or attached, this will be true, and you'll find a central theme being placed on friends and lovers in your 2012 forecast. That's because camaraderie and a true kinship is an essential ingredient for you in matters of the heart. That, of course, along with a healthy dose of your partner never forgetting to worship the ground you walk on. But of course, Leo, you deserve the royal treatment in 2012 and always. It looks like a great year ahead. Today I Feel Silly by Jamie Lee Curtis. Today I feel silly. Mom says it's the heat. I put rouge on the cat and gloves on my feet. I ate noodles for breakfast and pancakes at night. I dressed like a star and was quite a sight. Today I am angry. You'd better stay clear. My face is all pinched and red ear to ear. Today I am cranky, so nothing seems right. I have diarrhea and broke my new kite. I did my first solo in hip-hop and jazz. This day's been so great, I am full of pizzazz. I'd rather feel silly, excited, or glad than cranky or grumpy, discouraged or sad. But moods are just something that happen each day. Whatever I'm feeling inside, it's okay. Now, how do you feel today? I feel great. The sun is about to shine, and the day is about to be mine. But he's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Back to the Chickster.
I can't take it no more. I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Shut up. Come here. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Now, Chickster, shape up. Okay. Okay. Now, get back to work. That's me. Who? I'm me. You are? Get back to work. Yeah. Hi, folks. I'm sorry about that. Just had one of those Fizzrin attacks. Anyway, I told you that I was getting back to the T-shirt. Yes, I am. The T-shirt. Now, you know, I sustain myself. Don't wear a T-shirt and drink tea. Where do you think they got the name T-shirt? This T-shirt is great. The best I've worn. Who cares if it's frayed and torn or that it's old? And I've been growing, and when I stretch my belly, it starts a-showing. The words it showed in blue and red are gone. Though I know what they said, I know it's stained. That's good for me. Each splotch contains a memory. I love this T-shirt with all my heart. I'll wear it till it falls apart. So wash it, please. With tender care and loving care to make it last for one more wearing. I'm swearing.
A T-shirt is a T-shirt by Jared Whittam, read by the Chickster. Licking the moon isn't as easy as a cardboard box. They make those things, you know. It's a stick-up, half-hinged scheme to get you to pay too much for auto insurance. Why should we all trust a green slit-eyed lizard? I'm paying more of my homeowner's insurance than the mortgage. Lick it like a pinata and make like a tree and turn yourself into a cartoon Corvette. You are all smiles like the Dead Sea. Seahorses for children without arms, dog sticks and brown bags, paper bags, I'm telling you. Line them up on stage and don't say a word. The new style is a fake mustache, a beard, a red shirt. Hey, it doesn't matter. You're a cameo for nobody. You look at yourself. Now the people are fads instead of the T-shirts. The hipsters of today will be senior citizens tomorrow, increasingly more boring and grouchy than ever. They are professional complainers today. Just think about it. Think about it. We have a lot to look forward to. Antiques Roadshow 2020. Antiques Roadshow 2030. I'm too old for this. Like you're too young. Apparel that's so American, why it's porno. A T-shirt is a T-shirt. A T-shirt is a T-shirt. How square turned Fox. God bless Dalai Lama.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster on SkidRowStudios.com, and that's a T-shirt is a T-shirt, and that was written by Jared Wilson Whittam. Ladies and gentlemen, Chickster's Nest is proud to present the Chickster every Saturday at 11 a.m. Tune in to Chickster's Nest with the lovely and talented, charming Una.
Excuse me, Chickster.
Yeah,
I just want to let the listening audience in on a little secret.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Chickster is a Leo. So all the horoscopes that I read pertain to Chickster. And this is his time of the year. So good luck to you, Chickster.
Oh, thanks. Thanks,
I know it's going to be a great year.
Thank you very much. That's very nice of you. You know, I hope so. I know it's not easy being a lion. You know, I wouldn't lie to you. I mean, you're too lovely, Una.
Oh, thank you, Chickster.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster on Chickster's Nest, and I'm glad you're all listening to me. A crazy person, ladies and gentlemen, tells no lies, projecting what they feel inside. A crazy person can't be blamed for those they cure, hurt, or maim. A crazy person can't be told if they're a child and they're growing old. A crazy person makes us see. A crazy person might be me. Yes, I am a Leo, and I am insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Ah, boy.
Hello, once again. It's so nice to talk to all of you. I really miss you guys, you know. Oh, boy, I love you fucks. Oh, another Freudian slip. Boy, I'd sure like to get into that and chew my way through. You know, I'm just kidding. I'm just a regular type of guy, you know what I mean? I love people, and I love playing the piano. I love to dream. Sometimes I have nightmares, and sometimes I look in the mirror and I tell you, I want to collapse. You know, you get old, you get wrinkles, you got to dye your hair, you get false teeth. You know, sometimes you leave your teeth at home and you go to an important meeting and you go, you sound like, you know, a fool sometimes. But anyway, you know, I'm proud to be here, and sometimes I'm proud to be anywhere. You know what I mean? A gentleman is one who never swears at his wife while ladies are present. A husband is living proof that a wife can take a joke. A man needs a mistress just to break up the monogamy. A perfect wife is one who helps the husband with the dishes. And a wedding ring is like a tourniquet. It cuts off your circulation. Well, anyway, you know, folks, I got to go. I got to dust off my piano. And, you know, things happen. You know, I love you guys. I'll see you soon. And just remember, I'll be seeing you in old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In a small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, for I'll be looking at the moon, and I'll be seeing you.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Lee Baracci. You're welcome, Chickster. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster and Skid Row Studios here. And, you know, I want to say I'm very happy to be here. You know, I'm happy to be anywhere.
I just want to say I'm very happy to be here on Chickster's Nest.
What, you need a paper bag? Here.
Yeah! I guess I can just be anywhere.
What are you doing here?
I left my shopping cart downstairs and I just want to come up and try to...
Want to make a phone call here? Do you have a dime?
No, I don't.
Then how can I make a phone call? Okay, thanks a lot, Lumpy. I really appreciate it. Why don't you go out and...
Yeah, I'll get some... I'm dating this twin-headed girl. You know, I think she's Siamese twins.
Why don't you go out and get some cocktails, okay? Okay. Just beat it, would you?
Yeah, goodbye. I gotta get out of here.
Oh, what delight to be given the right to be carefree and gay once again. No longer snaking, respectively drinking, like civilized ladies and men.
No longer need we miss a charming scene like this in some secluded rendezvous. That overlooks the avenue with someone sharing a delight. Chat, this and that, and cocktails for two as we enjoy a cigarette to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath a serviette with cocktails for two. My head may go reeling, but my heart will be obedient with intoxicating. Most any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails for two. Any afternoon at 5, we'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete her plan that all began with cocktails.
I think that was cocktails for two. Despite,
will you get out of here?
Okay, I thought you wanted me to exist, Chickster. No, I don't. I want you to leave now. Leave. I'm on the air. I got to fight. I think I'm on the air. Okay. Okay.
Yes! The King of France with 40,000 men marched up the hill and then marched back again. Yes! The King of France with 40,000 men gave a salute and then marched back again. Yes! The King of France with 40,000 men bangled their drums and then marched back again. The King of France with 40,000 men blew their horns and then marched back again. Yes! The King of France with 40,000 men waved their flags and noses and then marched back again. Yes! The King of France with 40,000 men all shook hands and then marched back again. Yes! And here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Yes! Una Moon!
Oh, hello again. This is Una Moon, back to give you some words of wisdom and poetry from one of my favorite poets, Shel Silverstein. First, some words of wisdom for this last beautiful weekend in July. I can please only one person per day. Today is not your day. Tomorrow isn't looking good either. I love deadlines. I especially like the whooshing sound they make as they go flying by. Tell me what you need, and I'll tell you how to get along without it. Except that some days you're the pigeon, and some days you're the statue. I don't have an attitude problem. You have a perception problem. My reality check bounced. And on the keyboard of life, always keep one finger on the escape key. Ickle Me, Pickle Me, Tickle Me Too by Shel Silverstein. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Went for a ride in a flying shoe. Hooray! What fun! It's time we flew, said Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle was captain and Pickle was crew. And Tickle served coffee and Mulligan stew. As higher and higher and higher they flew, Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Over the sun and beyond the blue. Hold on, stay in, I hope we do, cried Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Never return to the world they knew, and nobody knows what's happened to dear Ickle me, pickle me, tickle me too. Now always remember to put your zip code on all the letters and cards you send this summer. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-a. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane, he's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane! 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 Get out of here! More powerful than a speeding dildo. More powerful than a constipated rooster or suppository booster. Faster than a Jimi Hendrix. Able to leap tall buildings up in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a turd. It's a effing bird. Take my word or fuck off. It's Superman. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chickster. Let's get a little bit of Limehouse Blues Chicona.
Well, we tried to get Limehouse Blues. We'll try the Lemon Blues.
Coming right up.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chacon. Oh. you can. Are you sure you can cut it? If not, I'll use. Okay. Okay. Okay, that's great. That's great. Out there in podcast land for listening to Chickster's Nest. I want to thank Nick Ciccone, our chief engineer, the lovely and talented Una Moon.
Thank you, Chickster.
You're quite welcome, Una. You were great. And Jared Wilson Widom, thanks for your support, and thanks for the t-shirt writing. April Hava Shankman, I want to thank you, April, for your support, and good luck with your show, Hava. And Adam Jeremy Shankman, Austin Ethan Shankman. I want to thank the Chickster. That's me. And I want to thank the Crazy Man. That's me, too. And I want to thank all my listeners. Until next Saturday, I want you to listen to Chickster's Nest, okay?
Chickster, don't forget to tune in to the Olympics in London.
Oh, yes. Don't forget, everybody, to tune into the Olympics in London. It's
pretty exciting.
It really is. Thanks for bringing that up, Una. We'll see you next Saturday. On behalf of Skid Row Studios in the lovely downtown Los Angeles, I love you. I love you. I love you. Yowza, yowza, yowza. Thank you, folks.